your step. Easy, easy. Got a step coming up here.
Dad, I know I broke my arm, but promise me you're not going to freak out over every move I make.
Of course not, sweetie. Come on. Lip in the carpet. There's a lip in the carpet.
Steph, how you doing?
What'd the doctor say?
I'm going to be fine, but Dad will need plenty of rest.
That's a big boo-boo. That's a hard boo-boo.
Steph, you're such a good skater. What happened?
I never made it to the rink. I slipped on a piece of pizza in the parking lot.
Well, if anyone asks, just say you missed the landing on a triple toe loop. Gotcha.
Sweetheart, if you're gonna go with that story, you better change your pants.
From pizza.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Without water.
Hey, Kenny, what you doing on our block?
Well, if you must know, I had to pick up my application for the downhill derby.
What's that?
It's a car race that I win every year.
Where you get the cars?
Where do you think? You build them with an adult. I usually watch TV until my dad tells me we're finished.
Denise, Michelle, lunch will be ready in 5 minutes.
All right!
All right!
Nikki, you just ate.
I'm a hungry boy.
Oh, you're a hungry boy, huh?
And Becky, you're an adult. Could you help me build a car for the downhill derby?
Michelle, it just so happens that you asked the right person. I used to help my brothers build their cars all the time when I was growing up.
Thanks. I'll be watching TV. Tell me when we're finished.
No, wait a minute. Come back here. No TV. If you're really serious about this race, we have to build the car together.
That's even better. I'm in.
All right. Put her there, partner. Okay, hungry boy. Don't eat your shirt. I'll give you something else to eat, you knucklehead.
Excuse me. Did I hear right? You're gonna let a girl help you? And what's wrong with that? Everyone knows girls don't have car brains. They have Barbie doll brains.
But Barbie has a Corvette.
Yeah. But Ken built it.
And sandwich.
Sorry. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sweetie, Steve called.
Steve? We haven't spoken since we broke up.
Yeah, it was something about wanting to see you this weekend. Or...
Why?
I don't know.
Well, how was his tone?
His tone?
Well, was he angry? Was he upset? Oh, I knew it. I broke his heart. He was probably crying. Could you hear him blow his nose on his shirt?
Easy, Deej. He broke up with you. Not Cindy Crawford.
All right, now what we're going to do is build the car real low to the ground so it cuts down on wind resistance.
Is it going to go fast?
Let's just say you'd better hang on to your baby teeth.
All right.
Daddy, Aunt Becky drew the car that we're going to build.
Oh, let me see that.
Well, I guess we'll finally get to see who the real mechanic in the family is.
You gotta build a car, huh? Be careful, you might break a nail.
It's gonna be so hard without a big, strong man to help us. What will we do?
Well, I don't know, little lady. If you have any trouble figuring out where that steering wheel goes, you know where to find us manly men. Oh, this is a girl's car. Where are you gonna put the flowers at there, young lady?
In the bud vase, next to the driver's makeup mirror. Michelle, where are you going?
Well, I have a few things that I have to do.
All right, but we have a lot of work to do, okay? All right, you manly men. You got any real suggestions?
I would if I had any idea how to build a car.
What are you going to say to Steve tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, I know it's over, but what if he says he can't live without me? What if he begs? What if he cries?
Just do what I do when a man comes crawling back to me. Wake up.
What's Gibbler doing here?
Sorry, Joey, I couldn't get her to leave.
I've had the same problem for 8 years.
All right, Gibbler, you can stay. But you're sworn to secrecy. I don't want Jesse and Danny giving me a hard time about this.
We're teaching Joey some ballet exercises.
It's to help improve my hockey. It just happens to be an excellent way to improve flexibility, balance, and strength.
Hey, if that's your story, prance away.
Out.
No problem. I'd rather not see this.
Now, the first exercise will be pliés in first position. Ready? Demi-plié. One, two.
Come on, Joey, work it. Your demi's not plié-ing.
And into a grand plié.
Sounds like a grand rippé.
Boy, I hope that was just my pants.
Driver. Thank you.
Are you sure that goes there?
Pretty sure. It's the steering wheel.
Should I ask Dad just in case?
Michelle, trust me. The steering wheel always goes in front of the driver.
If you say so.
Hey.
What do you call that piece of junk? We call it
the first place winner.
Well, you should call a garbage man to haul it away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Michelle, hop in. Let's show him what we got. Ready, set.
What you got is no chance. Bye, girls.
That's strange. I wonder what the problem is.
The wheel fell off. Even I know that.
Oh, no, here's the problem. The hardware store sold me a bad cotter pin. Michelle, you know what? I can fix this in no time.
No, don't fix anything.
Why? What's wrong?
Let's just forget about the race.
I thought you wanted to be in the race.
I know I did, but now I don't.
But Michelle, you're so excited. You were sleeping in your crash helmet. I mean, you're upset about the
not
wheel
upset.
Falling off.
I just changed my mind. I'm a kid. It happens.
Well, I guess I'll replace the pin anyway. Maybe she'll change her mind back again. She's a kid. It happens. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Been a while. Good to see you.
Yeah, you can too.
He looks devastated. He's taking this really hard. You can come in.
Oh, right. Thanks.
How's it going?
It's going.
Listen, DJ, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this.
Look, Steve, it's natural to feel a sense of loss and a desperation to hang on to something, but you're just gonna have to let it go.
No, wait, why do I have to let it go? You know, it's my CD. You borrowed it.
Your CD?
Yeah, remember my Sting CD? You borrowed it. I was hoping I could get it back.
See, Deej, he's not devastated. He just wants his CD back.
Steph, out. Now. Right. Gotcha. Bye.
Devastated? Deej, you thought I was devastated?
No, of course not.
Good, because, you know, I feel okay about us breaking up.
Great. Me too. I'll go get your CD. Not even a little devastated?
Well, why are you?
Well, I do miss you.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I miss you too. And I feel bad, you know, because every couple that breaks up says, oh, we're gonna stay real good friends, but they never do.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to happen to us. I mean, we're friends. We can do friendly things.
Yeah, you're right. You know, hey, wanna go to the movies?
Sure. Or, you know, we could get some pizza. Are you hungry?
DJ, it's me.
What was I thinking?
Wait, DJ, wait. But how is this any different from dating?
Well, we won't make out anymore.
Bummer.
I'll pay for my own pizza.
Actually, you know, this could work out.
Last time I saw Joey bend over that far was because an Oreo rolled under the couch.
Okay, I think we're ready for the bar exercises.
I'm ready for the barf bash.
Somebody's been practicing.
Thank you for noticing. Steph, I just imagine myself a squirrel on the first day of spring, gathering nuts.
Very good, Joey. Gather, gather. Swish your bushy little tail.
Center ringer.
Oh, nice nut work.
Yeah.
I think that's one squirrel that should have stayed in his tree.
Oh, contraire. I think he made a radiant rodent.
Ballet to help his hockey. So, you know, he'll be taking up knitting to help his football.
Jess, wait a second. Michelle, what are you doing up here?
It's my room.
Why aren't you downstairs helping Becky finish your car?
I quit.
Oh, honey.
Why?
Don't tell Aunt Becky this, but she's a girl.
I think she knows that.
Yeah, personally, I've always liked that about her.
But girls can't build good cars.
Who told you that?
Kenny.
Sweetheart, that kid Kenny, he's a bonehead.
You said it too, Daddy.
I did?
You said girls don't even know where the steering wheel goes.
Well, sweetheart, that was just a joke.
Danny, you've got to learn to be more sensitive.
Uncle Jesse, you said, where are you going to put the flowers, sweetheart?
What's the matter, Michelle? Can't you take a joke?
Sweetie, we didn't mean those things.
Well, then why'd you say them?
Well, we said them because we're boneheads, right, Jess?
Right, Boney.
Sweetie, hey, we're sorry if we gave you the wrong idea. You know, sometimes people make a joke and they don't realize that they're sending out a bad message.
Right, but here's the right message. Girls can do anything boys can do.
That's right.
Hey, Michelle, thanks. Thanks for the tip.
Joy, wait a minute.
Let's see. You haven't made fun of me in front of Michelle yet, so I'll save you the trouble. Look, Michelle, I'm a squirrel. It's the first day of spring. See me prance and scamper. Here we go.
Joey. Jess, I think we owe an apology to a certain woodland creature.
Yeah. Squirrel boy. We're sorry we made fun of you.
We really are, Joey. See, Michelle? Joey's a boy, and he can do ballet. And you and Aunt Becky are girls, and you can build cars. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you can do anything you want to do that you really love.
Well, I love building that car.
All right, let me tell you something, Michelle. If you love building that car, you get down there, and you finish that speed wagon, and you go win that race.
I hope she's not mad because I quit. You're not a bad squirrel.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, I'm really proud of you guys for having such a positive attitude. You know, you should really give this ballet stuff a shot.
You know what, Jess? He's right. It really is good exercise.
Yeah, it is supposed to keep you limber.
How about tomorrow at 3?
Nah.
Oh, come on, guys.
Aunt Becky, you're still working on the car.
Yeah, well, I figured we got it this far. We might as well finish it. Oh, Michelle, this car is pretty special.
It is?
Oh, yeah. I never built a car for a girl driver. When I was growing up, girls weren't allowed to race. So why'd you quit?
Because everybody was saying girls can't make cars.
Ah, you mean Kenny?
No. Daddy, Uncle Jesse, and you. But now I know that you guys were all just kidding.
Michelle, I'm sorry if I helped give you the wrong idea. You know, being a girl is pretty special.
I like it so far.
And the good stuff's coming up.
Aunt Becky, can I unquit?
Sure.
Oh. Grab a paintbrush, girl. We got a race to win.
Ready, Michelle?
I am, but my tummy isn't.
Butterflies?
Yeah, with really big wings.
Hey, Michelle. What? Congratulations, sweetie.
What for? I haven't even raced yet.
So what, Bunchkin? You built the car. You never quit.
Well, actually, she did quit once.
Yeah, but then she unquit.
Yeah, but technically she did quit.
But she's here now, and she didn't really...
Girls, we're trying to provide some inspiration here.
Yeah. Michelle, the point is you're already a winner.
Thanks.
Drivers, for our first preliminary race, please approach the starting line.
All right, Michelle. Now, all we have to do is make it through the preliminaries, and then we're on to the finals. You ready?
Let's roll.
Watch your hair. Watch your hair.
Drivers, ready? Go!
Michelle. Well, if it isn't my first victim and my next victim. No mercy.
All right, Michelle, go get him. Make him eat your dust.
Now, listen, sweetie, I want you to drive carefully, okay? And if you get sleepy, you just pull over.
Hey, it's a 15-second race.
She was up late last night.
Guys, come on. We have to concentrate here.
Have fun.
Good luck.
All right, Michelle, this is for all the marbles.
I thought the winner gets a trophy.
Yeah, well, that too. Listen, honey, I want you to know that no matter what happens, I'm really proud of you for making it this far.
Thanks. I'm lucky you have an aunt who's a girl.
Oh, I'm lucky to have you.
All right, jump on in there.
Wait. This car needs something. There. Now everybody will know this is a girl's car.
There. All right. Get your helmet on. Good luck.
Okay.
Look! Your car goes so slowly, it's growing weeds.
My dad said if I can't say anything nice, then I shouldn't say anything at all. But my dad's not here, and you're a weenie.
For the championship, ready, go!
Thanks.
And this year's Downhill Dirty Trophy goes to Michelle Tanner.
And Becky, I want to share this with you.
This is for all the girls who never got to race.
Okay, but let's keep it at our house.